BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Are we all here? Where are Will and George?
They're just coming.
Oh, hey, come on, lads. Look lively.
Sorry.
What's the rush? We've got half an hour, yeah?
Come on, team talk. Right. Now, I know we've beaten Little Croxley before, but this is our Division 5 title decider. We can't afford to be complacent.
Yeah, we get it.
Good. Because if we hold our nerve, go out there and give it everything, we could be finishing top of the division. And win promotion today. Wouldn't that be something?
It really would. Oh. Although we need Penny Hassett to beat Darrington.
Is that likely?
No.
George. Oh.
Well, it isn't though, is it? What's likely is Darrington will thrash Penny Hassett and win the league.
Let's just focus on our own match. Okay. Get out of those trainers, George, and get your cricket boots on.
All right, keep your head on.
How are we all?
Hi, Joy. Yeah, we're all right, I think. Few nerves.
Oh, bound to be. Big match, isn't it? Brad and Mia have gone over to Darrington. They're going to keep me posted.
Good idea.
Everyone all right?
Yeah, fine.
Right, well, I'm going to go and fill out my water bottle.
Yeah, okay.
Good idea. Me too.
Have you seen Mum? She said she was going to bring Martha. Oh, no.
What?
Over there.
What's he doing here?
Come to cause trouble, no doubt.
Got enough to worry about today without adding Clive Orobin to the list. Just leave him to it. Actually, I might get some water and all. Do you want some, Will?
Oh, I got some.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll see you over there then.
Bye, love. That's the last thing we need today.
Well, do you think he's going to say something?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Really?
He's a loose cannon, isn't he? Oh,
well, we need to get rid of him.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
I'm only saying, the longer he hangs around, the more chance of the whole thing coming out.
I'm going to go speak to him. Tell him where to get off. Clive.
Oh, hi, Emma. How are you today?
What are you doing here?
Oh, just come to show me support. Big match, I heard. Title decider.
You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be in Ambridge at all.
And I wouldn't be if your lad hadn't tracked me down. Funny old thing, life. George giving me the chance to put things right after all these years.
Yeah, well, now you have. It's time for you to sling your hook.
Oh, not you and all. Exactly what your dad said.
Yeah, pack your bags and do one. I mean it, Clive. You got what you wanted, haven't you?
Well, actually, not quite.
What do you mean?
Me and Dad, yeah, I mean, that's great. Beautiful to have that, but what I really want is...
What?
To see Kylie.
Kylie?
And me grandkids.
I can't help you.
I think you can.
Well, I haven't got Kylie's number.
Maybe not, but I bet your mum has. Ask her.
No.
Oh, come on.
Even if she has, she won't give it to you. And why should she?
Because if she don't, I'll tell everyone about your George's little secret. He changed his mind yet? About going to the police?
No, and he's not likely to while you're around pouring nonsense in his ear.
I feel bad about that. I do. Let me make it up to you.
No, you're all right.
No, I mean it. I'll talk to him, try and get him to do the right thing. All you have to do is convince your mum to give me our Kylie's number. Ain't much to ask, is it?
Oh, hey, what's up with George?
Just nervous, I think.
He does seem a bit off his game.
Just focus on the ball.
What do you think I'm doing?
This is not looking good.
He'll be fine once he gets going. He always is.
Well, it's not just him, though. This wicket looks good for them batting first.
Yeah.
Could have done with us winning the toss and going in first. It's not the confident start I was hoping for.
They're coming out to bat. Come on, Harrison.
OK.
None of this is insurmountable.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
OK. Positions, everyone. And focus.
Dear me, I don't like to be a negative Nelly, but it's not looking great, is it?
Oh, I'd say that's putting a positive spin on things. What's happened to them? It's as if it's the first time they've ever seen a cricket ball.
And they drop more catches than they held on to.
The bowling is not too much either.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, love. Not very sharp in the field, are we?
I think they must be nervous.
Oh, we were just saying. Oh, sorry, Susan, I'll just take this. Hello? Brad? Oh, I can barely hear you. Hang on. I'm just going to find a better signal. Can you hear me now, Brad? Is George all right?
Why?
Is he still fretting about the court case?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Looks like he hasn't slept, poor thing.
He's all right. I think it's just, you know, hanging over him.
Plus, it doesn't help having Clive around making a menace of himself. He'd put anyone off their game. What's he playing at?
I just asked him that. I think this epiphany, or whatever, has made him realise you only get one family. And he's trying to put right his mistakes before it's too late.
Well, it's already too late.
Yeah, for you, maybe, but what about Kylie?
What about her?
Don't you think she might like to see her dad?
I don't believe this. You, of all people.
What?
This is what he's like. So slippery and devious that he's got decent, intelligent, good people doing his dirty work.
Doing his dirty work.
Oh, so he didn't ask you to get Kylie's number?
Well, why shouldn't he want to get in touch with his daughter?
Listen, love. I know it sounds harsh, and I know that families can overcome all sorts, but I learned the hard way about Clive. He really is only out for himself.
Okay.
There's something missing with him. Always was. But because he was my brother and I loved him, I gave him chance after chance. But every chance I gave him, he just let me down.
I know.
The fact is, he's out for himself and he genuinely doesn't care who he hurts in the process. Don't fall for it.
I haven't.
Good. Because if you do one thing for him, he'll be after another and another and another. He'll take you down with him.
Bad news! Darrington have set Penny Hassett 255 to win.
Oh, just Danbridge's luck.
But on the upside, it looks a cracking spread in there. Shall I get some lunch?
Oh, good idea. Emma?
Not right now, Mum. I'll see you later. Clive.
So, did you get it?
No.
What? She said no. Oh, she's always been tight over Susan.
My mum isn't tight. She's kind and she's generous and she's done more for you over the years than you ever deserved.
Oh, I see. Been bad-mouthing me, has she?
Nothing I didn't already know. I can see what you're like for myself. We all can. You ain't fooling no one, Clive. It's time for you to go.
I'll go when I'm ready.
All right. But as of tonight, you ain't got nowhere to stay. Will's cancelled your B&B.
Yeah? Well, in that case, I might feel like taking a little trip to the police station.
Yeah, you do what you like. I mean it. But I can't think you'd want to risk that with your record.
We had a deal. Get me Kylie's number and I'll go.
I can't.
Can't or won't?
Can't. And anyway, Kylie ain't in Ambridge, so why are you here?
I want to be near my dad. We've just made up after all them years, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, and that is beautiful, that is.
What are you playing at?
Nothing. Really is lovely you've sorted things out.
Yeah, it is.
And it would be tragic if you messed it all up and was left with nothing.
What are you on about?
I'm on about you. And your habit of poisoning every relationship you've ever had. You mark my words, Clive. You stick around. Sooner or later, you're going to do something that ruins everything you've managed to salvage with Grandad.
I won't.
You will. You won't be able to stop yourself. It's who you are. Only next time, it'll be so monumental, there won't be no coming back from it. Grandad'll see you for who you really are, and he will curse himself that he ever let you wheedle your way back in. And then, he'll really hate you. Everyone will.
Shut up!
You know I'm right. You've had your miracle, you're back in your dad's good books. If I were you, I'd get going, quick, before it all comes tumbling down.
Penny Hassett have beaten Darrington.
Really? But they had a massive target.
I know, but they've only gone and done it.
Oh, my. We're in with a chance. Well,
only if Ed and George can score 11 off these last four balls.
Here's Ed now.
Oh, I can't watch. Oh, well done, Ed.
So now we need 10 off 3.
Come on, George.
That's four of them.
Well done, George. He'll do it. Look at him. He can do this.
Neither can I. Champions, Division 5 champs.
We're going up. We're going up.
Oh, look at George up there. Careful. Mind his head on the beams. Oh, what an end to the season, eh?
I don't mind telling you, my nerves are absolutely shot.
And mine. I was watching most of the batting through me fingers. And now we're champions. Oh, well done, Pat.
Thanks, Joy. I better find Terry. He's got me a drink somewhere.
Harrison, congratulations. Oh. You must be so thrilled and proud.
What about George pulling it out the bag at the end like that, eh? Oh, here he is. Oh, our man of the match. What are you drinking, Georgie boy?
I've got a full pint here.
That's so?
No, let me get you both one. You played out your skin, George.
Oh, better late than never, eh?
I'm still not over the adrenaline rush when that text came through from Brad about Darrington just before George hit his six.
It's been a pretty incredible day. A fantastic day for Ambridge cricket.
There you go. Looks like you can do with it.
I'm fine.
Oh, don't give me that. You've been stressed all afternoon.
I shouldn't have asked you for Kylie's number.
Don't beat yourself up. I said, didn't I? This is exactly what Clive is like. He's made a career out of getting people to do stuff for him.
Well, anyway, the good news is I think he's cleared off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how did you manage that?
I just helped him see there was nothing for him round here no more.
Well, good. And, is that all that's been worrying you?
Yeah, why?
Because it's not just this afternoon, is it? You've been stressed for a while, and don't say you haven't. Is everything all right with you, Annette?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Everything's fine. I've just had a lot on, that's all.
Well, if you're sure. Right, I better go and find your dad. Oh, congratulations, Will. Great result. Oh,
thanks, Susan. So, where is he?
He's gone.
How'd you manage that?
I just did. Don't worry, Will. It's all sorted.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, Clive might have gone, but things are a long way from sorted.